irons and steel.
Seems like a simple question.
I could use a record deal, like early Europeans use guns, germs, and steel. For real, I could eat a beat, like New Guineans ate barley and wheat in 100 degree heat. Before they farmed sheep, it was a great leap forward. Ask Yali about all the cargo that I imported. When facts get distorted from a Eurocentric angle, the relevance of geographic factors are strangled. I'm talking 13,000 years back and all that. Food production with zero instruction, through the root of corruption, vines of humankind grew up. Method of development, fertilizer, manure, domesticating horses, pigs, alpaca, yak. Before Pizarro said to himself, I'll pack a gag and sail 180 deep to conquer Incan land. I'm Jared Diamond rhyming, I got you thinking, man.
Guns, germs, and steel.
Seems like a simple question.
Guns, germs, and steel. Guns, germs, and steel.
Before iPhones, even before landlines, before the U.S. murdered peasants with landmines, the perfect present was the Fertile Crescent. And I'm about to tell you how it benefited mankind. It didn't have as much to do with an advanced mind as it did with the way that let the plants shine. Crazy hot Mesopotamian ziggurat, sedentary people moving to a bigger block. Autocatalytic processes across the seas. Where's your seeds at? Positive feedback. Y'all talk on mall walks. I'm studying Pharaoh Ramses, the fifth case of smallpox. And livestock's lethal. Cattle brought measles. There's nothing savager. We went from hunter gatherers to orchestrators of this bloody massacre. Now who's out of character? Suckers with ties, lies, industrialized guys focused on their money supply. It's funny how time flies.
Guns, germs, and steel.